Playing the music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Jude's Gems on 95.1 Gem FM. Now, we have a new competition, don't we? It's, you can win a prize package worth $200, which includes $100 drinks voucher kindly donated by our sponsors, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht. It's to join at the bar. Plus $100 voucher kindly donated by Eurofusion Cafe to enjoy at the cafe, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. Now, you know what to do. We text in to 0484 510 152 with your secret word and your name. And the secret word I have today is paper, P-A-P-E-R. Easy one to remember. So today I would like to talk about David Hockney. He's an English artist. He's a stage designer and a photographer. He was an important contributor to the pop art movement in the 1960s and is considered one of the most influential artists of the 20th and 21st century. David Hockney passed away just a few weeks ago on the 11th of June 2026. He was 88 years old. David Hockney was born in Bradford, a grey mill town in the north of England. At grammar school, he refused every subject but art. On one exam, he simply wrote, "I am no good at science, but I can draw." At the Royal College of Art, he pulled off a legendary rebellion. The school demanded a written essay to graduate. Hockney refused, insisting his work be judged as art alone. When they threatened his diploma, he drew his own, a satire of the certificate. They caved and gave him the gold medal in painting. And he was painting something braver, men loving men, openly, in the early 1960s, when being gay was still a crime in England. It was not decriminalised until 1967. He painted his truth years before the law caught up. David Hockney moved to South California in 1964, where he painted his iconic swimming pool series that captures the vibrant light, leisure, and geometry of Southern California. His painting, A Bigger Splash, looks effortless. It wasn't. He painted that frozen splash with tiny brushes over 2 weeks for an event that lasted 2 seconds. In 2018, his portrait of an artist's pool with two figures, painted during his breakup with Peter Selsinger, sold for $90.3 million, the most ever paid for a living artist at that time. He never stopped chasing new technology, the photocopier, the fax machine, the iPhone, the iPad, which he used to make hundreds of paintings. In 2023, he even unveiled a film he made with AI at the Glastonbury Festival. And yet in one of his final interviews, weeks before he died, he drew a hard line. "It's not the tool that matters," he said. "It's the eye. Machines don't have experiences." He loved the new tools. He just refused to call the machine the artist, in the same way a paintbrush is not the artist. The passing of David Hockney marks the end of an era, but his perspective remains permanent. He never stopped questioning how we see the world. I once had a copy of Hockney's, not one of his famous ones, but one I really loved, called Celia. Now, Celia was Celia Birtwell. He's one of Hockney's most enduring muses. She was married to a friend of his, and across decades she has been the subject of his paintings, prints, and photo collage. There are numerous paintings of Celia, but the one I had was a black and white drawing. Doesn't seem to be one of the most popular ones, but it's one I really loved. I've put a picture of the Celia that I had on our Facebook page with his more famous paintings, A Bigger Splash, painted in 1967, and Paul with Two Figures, painted in 1972. They've also gone up on our Facebook page for you to have a look at. So please check them out if you would like. Now, today I have some sort of bluesy ones, but I've also got quite a few Australian artists here who are doing blues. These are from down south. So check these out and see what you think of the Australian artist doing a bit of blues.
Another spring, a chance for romance, another flame. I should go dancing, my heart should sing, and yet I'm lonesome as an empty schoolyard swing. What is this feeling? is the magic? For girls and for boys, my heart can't help it. Poor mixed up thing. It's still from another spring. Once April fooled me with an afternoon so cold, so warm, so beguiling, that I thought the drowsy earth would wake up smiling. And but April fooled me then, the night grew cold. Someone fooled me with a kiss that touched my heart beyond all believing. But like April, that sweet moment was deceiving. It was not really spring. Restless April fooled me, darling, so did you. I'm still in love with you. Another a silence in stillness, the softness they keep. Heaven's great dome and clear crystal spring.
Thank you to Jude Kay for texting in my secret word, which is paper, P-A-P-E-R, to be in for the prize for a $200 prize packet from the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. $100 of drinks voucher to enjoy at the bar, and $100 kindly donated by the Eurofusion Cafe to enjoy at the cafe. And, of course, our Gem FM merch pack for $50. So paper is my secret word. Now, I have some community notices here. The PCYC Bowen will have an open day on Saturday the 11th of July from 9 until 1. Come and meet the team, explore the facilities and discover the programs and activities available at PCYC. Enter the raffle for your chance to win a signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey or a Brisbane Broncos supporters pack. Tickets are on sale now at reception. Now, activities on the day, this is the 11th of July, Saturday, will be sausage sizzle, little inactive display and playtime, gymnastics display with Kim, outdoor playground open, squash courts, pickleball and table tennis. So come along and have a great time there. And there's a monster sale at the Wangaratta Bowls Club. A monster scent sale, lots of prizes, lucky door, and that's on the 4th of July, which will be this Saturday at 1:30. So that's at the Wangaratta Bowls Club, Baruna Street, Queens Beach. The admission is $5 and that includes afternoon tea and lucky door. So there's plenty to do, isn't there? Now I want to talk about Anthony Gaudi. I have talked about him before and his beautiful buildings when I was in Barcelona and we went through one of them. He was a famous architect of many beautiful buildings in Barcelona in the late 1800s. His great masterpiece, though, was the basilica called Sagrada Familia. A 31-year-old Gaudi takes over the construction of this church from another architect who quit. Gaudi looks at the plans, throws them out, and starts over. He spends the next 43 years consumed by this one building. So much so, he moves into the construction site. But sadly, in 1926, he gets hit by a tram. Nobody recognises him. One of the greatest architects who ever lived dies in a charity hospital, mistaken for a homeless man. That's so sad, isn't it? Now, let me tell you what he actually built. Three massive facades representing the life of Jesus. On the outside facing east is the Nativity, where the sun rises, representing the early years of his life. There is lush organic dripping stone sculptures of animals and angels, so detailed they look like they could move. The Passion side is facing west, where the sun sets, representing his death. The sculptures are stripped down, angular, almost skeletal, because it's about suffering. Then the resurrection and the glory facade facing south, still being built when he died, representing redemption. Now inside, you are standing in a stone forest. I did mention last time when I talked about Gaudi, he took everything from nature. He used nature as his inspiration for building and carving, for furniture, for everything. So inside the basilica, there's 36 columns that branch out like real trees, a canopy of stone overhead that looks alive, and Gaudi flips centuries of cathedral design on its head. He put the most vivid stained glass down low where people can actually see it. Blues and greens from the east in the morning, reds and oranges from the west in the afternoon. The colours move across the room as the day moves. That's not a building. That's a sundial made of light. After his death, his workshop got burned down in the Spanish Civil War. Most of his plans were destroyed. For decades, builders pieced it together from old photographs and broken plaster models. But right now, the Sagrada Familia is finally being completed. Workers are finishing a 17-metre cross on the final tower that will make it the tallest church on earth. Gaudi designed it to fall just short of Barcelona's highest hill because to him, nothing made by man should surpass the work of God. And the drama's not over. His original plan calls for a grand staircase where apartments now stand. Residents are fighting this in court, so that's still to come. Pope Leo XIV has been invited to inaugurate the tower, and the whole 144 years has been funded by donations and ticket sales. not a single government dollar. Gowdy said, "My client is not in a hurry." He was talking about God. I saw the Sagrada Familia when I was in Barcelona, and it is an awe-inspiring building, as is all of Gaudi's work. Of course, it wasn't finished when I was there, but there were cranes all around it. On June the 10th, 2026, this year, Pope Leo XIV visited Sagrada Familia to celebrate Mass and the inauguration of the newly completed tower. So the Basilica is now finished. He became only the third pope to visit the Basilica. It was also to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the death of Antoni Gaudí, who died in 1926. There are photos on Facebook of Sagrada Familia before and after the huge cross was installed, and a photo of the column of trees inside the Basilica. It would be amazing just to spend a day inside just to watch the colours change as the sun moved across the sky. So I have some more music for you now, though the last lot was Renata Bianca and Hetty Kate. I wonder what you thought of those. These are the Australian ones, and I have now Taylor Sheridan and Star Witness and one of Edith Piaf. So Star Witness and Taylor Sheridan are both, again, Australian artists.
My loved ones and I miss my friends. I just want the music to come back again, so I can sing and dance with somebody that I used to know. Though sometimes you feel like you're not on your own, and when you are down you can pick up the phone. Don't wait till it's over, now more than ever we're closer. Just know you're never alone.
Sometimes you feel like you're not on your own, down, you can pick up the phone. Don't wait till it's over. Now more than ever, we're closer. Just know you're never alone.
Thank you to Carol for texting in my secret word, which is paper. You'll be in for that prize. Now, I have another community notice here. It's the Airlie Beach Festival. Who doesn't want to know about that? So live it up in the Whitsundays at the Early Beach Festival of Music from the 6th to the 8th of November. Enjoy more than 60 acts across 15 venues, including a main stage at the Whitsundays Sailing Club. Watch big name acts and discover new talent. To complete the 60 plus act lineup at what is arguably Australia's most scenic music festival. Now, no one could argue with that, could they? They've got Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, Conrad Sewell, Nathan Cavalieri, Luke O'Shea and more. Joining the artists already announced, including Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams and many more. With its laid-back atmosphere and short queues, the festival is all about enjoying the music. Ticket holders can bounce between intimate gigs and local pubs and the main seaside stage. This is the ultimate music holiday, a tropical escape and party in paradise. Now visit the Early Beach Festival of Music website for a full lineup and tickets. So there you go for it, everyone. Be an enjoyable night. 3 days. Now I want to talk about the Impressionists, before there was Monet, there was Bert Morisot, so it's female impressionists I want to talk about, but there isn't very many of them. Many people spoke about her as though she was standing beside greatness instead of creating it. Morisot was one of the founding painters of Impressionism. She exhibited in the first Impressionist exhibition in 1874, not as a student, not as a companion, but as an equal. But history often remembered the men first. Monet, Degas, Renoir. Meanwhile, Bert Morisot was described as delicate, feminine, soft. Words often used when critics did not quite know what to do with talented women. Her paintings captured private female life in ways male painters could not. Women reading, women resting, mothers with children. Quiet moments men really noticed properly. And she painted them with extraordinary light. Loose brushstrokes, movement, air, the same revolutionary techniques that made the men famous. But there was another complication. She married Eugène Manet, the brother of painter Édouard Manet, and for years people reduced her to the woman around famous men. Your mother or grandmother may remember this feeling well. A woman contributing equally, yet introduced second. Even Degas reportedly said Morisot painted with a sensitivity few artists possess. But sensitivity was often treated as lesser than genius. Today, many historians believe Bert Morisot was not simply part of Impressionism, she helped define it. And perhaps the strangest part is this. The movement changed the history of art forever, yet one of its most important painters spent generations nearly disappearing from the story. An interesting bit about Impressionism was how it got its name. Impressionism got its name as a satirical insult from French art critic Louis Leroy in 1874. Reviewing a self-funded, because the Royal Academy refused to let them exhibit, exhibition by a group of independent artists, Leroy seized on the title Claude Monet's painting Impression Sunrise to mock their loose, sketchy brushwork. He argued that the works were merely unfinished impressions rather than proper finished paintings. Despite this scathing article meant to insult this group of young painters, the artists proudly embraced the term. They realised it perfectly described their goal, which was to capture the fleeting optical impressions of light, atmosphere and modern life, rather than painting exact photorealistic details. So there you go. Bit of interesting trivia. Now I have some Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Fall. We made up and then quarreled again. All over nothing at all. You you pinned a note to the wall. I thought at least you would call, but I never heard, not even a word, all over nothing at all. If you ever come back, I'll be so nice to you. If you never come back, I'll be with the crazies pushing up the daisies. I watch the clock on the wall, wait for your step in the hall. It's hard to conceive, hard to believe, it's over, all over, nothing at all. The daisy. I watch the clock on the wall, wait for your step in the hall. Say it's hard to conceive, hard to believe, it's over and we're all through, and all over nothing at all.
Lottie Lanyard,
thank you to Pam for texting in my secret word, which was paper, P-A-P-E-R. Now, one more community notice. Come and play Winter Bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club, Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. through to the end of September. It includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets, and a free morning tea. So where? You go to the Wangaratta Bowls Club, 12 to 14 Maruna Street, Queens Beach, and phone 4785 1197 if you need to know any more information. Now, I have Mary Cassatt, who was another Impressionist artist of the 19th century. In Paris in 1878, she painted Young Lady in a Loge Gazing to the Right. True right. A woman sitting alone in a theatre box at the Paris Opera, not watching the stage, watching something else. Now, in Paris in the 1870s, opera was the show to go to, where the newly wealthy went to be seen, and it was one of the only places women could attend freely. Many male artists painted women there like they were on display. Mary Cassatt didn't. Her woman isn't being watched, she's the one watching. After it was painted, the work passed quietly into a private French collection. For decades, it simply disappeared. Then in 1995, it surfaced in San Francisco in the private home of Anne and Gordon Getty, seen by almost no one. On October 20th, 2022, it came up for sale at Christie's, New York. That painting sold for $7.5 million. A 15-year personal record broken, as one of her other paintings was sold in 2007. The buyer was Paula Museum of Art, Hakone, Japan. The painting, Young Lady in a Loge Gazing to Right, was finally accessible after decades of being hidden. A woman watching. Now the world can watch her. Mary Cassatt was an American painter and trailblazer. She was the only American to officially exhibit with the French Impressionists. Defying her wealthy family's wishes, she built a radical career, capturing intimate domestic and public lives of women while fighting for equal rights and shaping the great art collections of American museums. It was Edgar Degas who spotted her and invited her to exhibit with the French Impressionists, making her the only American officially associated with the movement. Again, I have put up some of Mary Cassatt's paintings on our Facebook page, including A Young Lady in a Loge Gazing Right. There are also some of Bert Morisot's paintings on the Facebook page if you want to have a look at it as well. It looks like Edward Degas was the one who brought the women in. Good for him. Now, I have a couple more songs here from Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Love these two together.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old mate aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the heat of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance and I'll take jello. Atlantic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. Fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults at all morals. I've never mussed a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance, my dear judges. Two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. Oh, we don't have the thrills that the march of time has. But I'm a fine romance, my good woman. My strong age in the wood. Woman, you never give the audience a center glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies who need crutches.
True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. You know, Louie, we don't have half the thrills that the modern time has.
Telling me, fine romance, my very good woman. My strong age in the world, woman. You never give the August I sent a glance.
No, I prefer cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
I thought I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? Papa, that day I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave me the air, why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down, say, can we be friends?
Thank you. my side. Wonder why.
Yeah. I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't
we be.
Right, my time is almost up now. I hope you have enjoyed a trip through some of these artists' lives and their works. Like I said, check out Facebook. You'll see some of their works on there, the ones I've talked about. Today being the first Thursday of the month, Love Your Garden is on next, so stay with me. That's coming up shortly. My gem for today is by John Updike. What art offers is space, a certain breathing room for the spirit. That's it. That's all for this hour. Stay with me for Love Your Garden very shortly. And this song I've got now is by another Australian artist, Tasha Sapala.
Where has dawn seeking sand? Oh, oh, ooh, and then oh, lay down, she swallows me whole. Hers, she grows. A blanket of leaves I call, turn into these bones. A weight I've held too long. Creeps across the skin. A shivering of stone, and I made it all this way just to feel the same.
And like me, you're listening to 95.1 GEM FM.